tell me, where are you all hiding? Where have all the good men gone? Or are they just... have they given up? Because I just want to find one. Please, tell me the secret.
Asking where have all the good men gone is a dumb question. They're literally everywhere. Good men exist in the vast majority.
Can someone tell me where I can find a decent, loyal, funny, good-looking guy around here?
Do you want to know a secret? Where all the nice guys are? Yeah? Okay. Look around.
They're everywhere, okay? They're the ones that you put in the friend zone. They're the ones on your dating app inbox that you've just...
They are wondering whether you guys are hiding or gave up on dating. It's getting serious out there. Good men are nowhere to be found.
Where are all the good men hiding? Now, I seem to have this track record. I meet the manipulative, emotionally abusive, commitment phobic, not very kind men. And they come in like sheep in wolves clothing, like, I don't know what's happening, or I'm just a really bad judge of character. So, guys, please tell me, where are you all hiding? Like, because you're not here. You're not in the bars. You might be in the gym, but you don't talk to me.
To solve her issue, she needs to start with her choice. She literally keeps going after Chad's and then asks where are all the good men.
I don't know. Do I need to go and start walking in fields or like go and sit in more cafes than I already do? Where have all the good men gone? Or are they just... have they given up? Because I just want to find one. Please, tell me the secret, because I cannot take another not very kind person. Thanks.
We're all happily married. Check your friend zone. They'll all be sitting there offering you the world. It wouldn't make any sense to reveal our hiding places. I have made the mistake of falling head over heels with women who just want to be my friend, and every time I have to watch them go for the bad guys, the players, the manipulators, then help pick up the pieces. You will find us in the friend zone, where we get put. I still don't understand why they ask this question when the answer is under their nose. Isn't she aware of her friend zone? Isn't she aware of those unread DMs? Those are the places where she will definitely find the man she wants. But most of us know it's not an option as they don't meet certain requirements. Her standards will not allow her to see those good men. They will be hidden, and then she complains they can't be found. If she was willing to readjust her requirements, this issue would vanish. But until she comes to that conclusion, Chad will be her only option. It was interesting when she mentioned the gym, but she will need to make the first move and start the conversation because that environment is one of the least places she should expect to be approached, and most of us know why.
She is telling modern women what they need to do to find the good men they want, and those women who listen to her advice will definitely find him.
Can someone tell me where I can find a decent, loyal, funny, good-looking guy around here? Like,
asking where have all the good men gone is a dumb question. They're literally everywhere. Good men exist in the vast majority. If you, as a woman, put as much effort into meeting his needs as you expect him to put into meeting your needs, and I'm not talking about cherry picking and just deciding which of his needs you want to meet and which ones you don't, because you expect him to meet all of your needs. You expect him to change things about himself or how he does things in order to meet your needs or your wants, then it's only fair that you change things about yourself and how you do things in order to meet his needs and wants. Show him the life of living with a thoughtful, honest, respectful, grateful, compassionate, good woman. And when shit gets hard, you don't just bounce. You dig in. You get in the trenches with him. If you are willing to examine yourself and your own behavior as closely and as critically as you're examining him and his behavior, you will be in a league of women that is occupied by very few.
Thank you for saying that. Real reciprocation from a partner would be a wonderful relationship. Now, after healing from 40 years of wasted time, I believe this is a unicorn wish. I'm at home chilling with my dog, looking at TV. I'm at home chilling with my dog, looking at TV. If these women are asking this question, well, obviously they need to open their eyes because they're just not seeing them. That's another valid perspective. Being willing to understand and cover his needs the same way you want him to understand and cover yours is a good start to get a good man. Most good guys don't like to play games or waste people's time. They know what they want, and once they find it, they will be ready to take things further. As she mentioned, if you are able to show him you are the type of woman he can rely on, the woman who is serious about relationship and commitment, you are more likely to be found by a good man. There is no need to be looking for him when you are the type of woman he wants. He will find you. Just make yourself the woman of his dreams, and you will have him on your doorstep.
This is a clear representation of what's going on in the dating scene, and that's why women are struggling to find the good men they want. They are targeting a small group of men. As a result, their dating pool was squeezed.
Six wants to date the 10 guy, the 5 wants to date the 10 guy, but she'll settle for the 9 guy, the 4, the 3, the 2, and even the 1 wants to date the 10 guy. Those guys that you complain about that have too many or too much going on, it's not the fact that there's not a lot of good men out here, it's just that all of these other guys right here, you don't think that they are good enough for you. When technically this 5 should be dating the 5 and the 1 should be dating the 1, but you don't do that. So if you're ever wondering why you're lonely, it's because your expectations are a little unreasonable.
The top guys who are on our level have so many options that they stay playboys forever. Most women are the prize for the men they don't want. Finally, someone gets it. He's not wrong, but not all women think this way. Only little girls worry about what's in their pockets. Real women want a man that can elevate her to be a better person. Sometimes it must be drawn to make them understand why they are struggling to find a good man. This is the best explanation of their issue, and I hope they see and understand it, as it will help them make better decisions, which could lead them to find the man they want. Imagine all women targeting the top 10% of men. Can you imagine the amount of good men they are missing just because they are focused on this small group? Modern women are squeezing their own dating scene with their standards. They place too much weight on money and many other components that don't define whether a man is going to be a good father or partner. Then they are the first to complain when they can't find a good man. How do they expect to find him if they narrow their dating pool this much? They need to be more reasonable and consider other guys. This is what they need to do to improve their chance of landing a good man, because many good guys don't make six figures, but they are great fathers and husbands.
Those complaining they can't find good men are not aware that good men are everywhere. And the woman in the next video is trying to help them understand this fact.
Oh my God, there are just like no good guys out there. Everybody's terrible. Dating apps are the worst. Like every guy I meet is such an asshole. Like I just don't understand. Like I'm gonna be single forever because it's just so hard out there.
You wanna know a secret where all the nice guys are? Yeah? Okay. Look around.
They're everywhere, okay? They're the ones that you put in the friend zone. They're the ones on your dating app inbox that you've just ignored. They're the ones that have been repeatedly asking you out, but that you won't go out with because they don't make your stomach flip. Like that asshole traumatic guy that's unavailable, that's been stringing you along forever and that you can't let go of. So where's the real ownership that we have? It comes down to working on ourselves, getting over that toxic behavior so that we can see somebody for who they really are. Understanding that social media and the movies and everything has lied to you about what they believe a true relationship should look like. It's not as exciting as you think, but it can be secure and stable and wonderful. And there are amazing guys out there that would be a husband and a father and a friend to you. And you need to do the work so that you can wake up and actually see them.
I am not a nice guy. Just a regular guy with a good sense of humor who knows how to cook and has Netflix ready with a cuddle blanket. I wish my daughter sees your advice when she comes of age. I love your content. Thanks. You are doing good to society with your concepts. Nice guys don't ask anymore. Sorry, women are going to have to step up, bring something to the table, and ask us out. I keep being told, you would be an amazing father and husband. Result, I am single since forever. Start facts. Good guys are always there. Stop putting us in the friend zone and give us the chance. I agree with her statement. I think modern women still didn't realize the majority of us are good men. They spend their time focusing on this small pool of the top 10% of men. Then when those guys don't treat them how they would like to be treated, they point fingers at all of us. Not taking into consideration that only Chad can be a player, as he has a huge pool to choose from. If modern women were willing to look at another demography, their dating issues would end quickly, and they wouldn't have any more reason to complain on social media about the guy who is not willing to commit or the one who is ghosting them constantly. She has made a valid point when she mentioned working on themselves to get rid of all trauma that could affect the way they see relationships. That could be one of the reasons why they keep attracting the same type of men.
Next, we have a clear representation of the mindset that is making good guys invisible. The woman in the next clip thinks and believes that making six figures is nothing special, and that everyone should be making that amount. And I bet she wouldn't give a guy a chance if he was making less, and this is how they lose a good guy. She also believes that women in that tax bracket have the same options when it comes to dating compared to a man on the same level.
I don't think $100,000 is that much money. I don't think $100,000 is that much money to ask your man to make if you're making that much money.
Why not? 90% of the country makes $32,000 a year.
I didn't say...
So you're looking for the top 10%.
If you're in the top 10%, you should be looking for the top 10%. How's that not fair?
Because the top 10% of men have all the options. Why would he pick you making $100,000 when he could pick anybody?
She also has options.
She thinks when women make that kind of money, they also get more options. Time and reality will prove her wrong.
Don't have options. Men don't care about their money. If she's beautiful, she has options, yes.
People with money have options.
No. The woman is looking for the top 10% of men. The man is looking at the 100% of women.
But why should she not be?
She's limiting her options at that point.
I think he's saying that men have more options when they're making that amount than women who are making that amount who want to find a guy who's making the same amount.
Right. I know these guys that make a lot of money, they don't want a woman making a lot of money because when they say we got to get up and go, they want to get up and go. They don't want the chick making $100,000 that got to go to the office. They don't want the chick that is the CEO of whatever business because when they want to get up and go, they want to get up and go.
People act like it's hard to find someone in the top 10%. If you make 100K plus, you are going to be around other people in the same industries that also make that amount of money. If what she's saying is correct, she would be happily married and not on a podcast. The only type of man that cares about your money is a man that wants you for your money. He's right, she just doesn't want the truth. Y'all looking for life partners based on their salary is the first issue. How many times do they need to hear this for them to understand? It was interesting when he was trying to explain if a woman make that amount, it doesn't automatically qualify her to date guys on the same level. But this is something most strong and independent women struggle to accept. They want their money to count, but this is not how nature works. It's not what most men value, and this is something they will have to come to terms with. They know most of us don't consider money as one of our primary requirements when looking for a partner, especially guys with money. And the more we make, the less we will consider dating women with money.
This is the end of today's video. I hope you like it, and I will see you on the next one. Check our channel tomorrow for another exciting video.